Good morning. High pressure is dominating across interior New York and New England early on today with clear skies and light winds overnight. Temperatures are on the chilly side this morning. Even spotty areas of frost in surrounding communities. However, most places back into the 40s, some mid to upper 30s early on. With brilliant sunshine today, everyone will turn around and quickly start to climb back through the 40s and 50s. The higher terrain will top out in the upper 60s, but most places will be in the lower to mid 70s by mid to late afternoon. High pressure continues to dominate tonight and tomorrow. Clear skies overnight with readings back into the 40s, and tomorrow more sunshine and even warmer with a developing south-southwesterly wind. Highs will push up toward 80. The warming trend will continue into Thursday, mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and that high pressure center, both at the surface and mid-levels of the atmosphere, will dominate right on through the end of the weekend to start the weekend with a mix of sun and clouds Friday right around 80 and in the upper 70s under a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday. The ridge of high pressure will start to break down Saturday afternoon and evening, but the next front will wait until Sunday to make an appearance. It looks like there is the chance of showers for the second half of the weekend, with highs staying in the lower 70s before we dry it out on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Leslie, located about 170 miles west-southwest of Cape Race, Newfoundland. A hurricane watch and a tropical storm warning are in effect for parts of Newfoundland as Leslie races in that direction at 40 miles per hour with winds of 70 miles per hour. And Tropical Storm Michael is weakening fast and located about 1,825 miles west of the Azores in the central Atlantic Ocean. And finally, the Hurricane Center is tracking an area of showers and thunderstorms associated with a low-pressure system located about midway between the Cape Verde Islands and the Lesser Antilles. Environmental conditions appear favorable for additional development, and this disturbance is likely to become a tropical depression at any time. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shimojishima Island in Japan at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Toluca, Mexico at 8:19 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, clear skies, 130 miles visibility and 32 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 42 degrees, the dew point 39. 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 26 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 49. The average temperature, 58, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 64 hundredths, which is 37 hundredths below normal. And 23.60 inches for the year, which is 3.56 inches below normal. There were 7 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 9, that's 12 below normal, and 11 for the season, which is 33 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 54, the record high, 98, set in 1931, and the record low, 36, in 1917. Sunrise this morning was at 6:31 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:11 p.m., 12 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably cool today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear and quite cool tonight with lows in the upper 30s to middle 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and milder today with highs in the mid-70s, clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-70s, clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and milder today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny and warmer with highs around 80. Warm on Thursday, lots of sunshine in the lower 80s. Around 80 again on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds and dry weather on Saturday, and a chance of showers on Sunday with highs in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.